Thunder Bay, the first international, salty, vessel to reach port for the shipping season, was welcomed at Richardson's main terminal for the second Top Hat ceremony of 2025 on Wednesday. The MV Federal Franklin and its 22-person crew, including Captain Rohit Khosla, had the earliest arrival of a salty in Thunder Bay for the second year running, after it arrived last year on March 28. Its arrival marked the official opening of international shipping in the port of Thunder Bay for the 2025 shipping season. The 10-year average is about April 10. So we're well over a week ahead of what you'd anticipate, and it marks only the fourth time that a salty vessel has crossed through the breakwall in March, said Chris Hakkinen, the CEO of the port of Thunder Bay. Hakkinen added that it was one of the earliest openings they've ever had for international shipping in the port of Thunder Bay. He said opening a little bit early always helps. There are finite days in the season, and if the vessels can get another load in during that season, then you're ahead of the game, said Hakkinen. Hakkinen said the number of salties visiting the port has also increased over the last couple of decades. We've been flirting even with close to 200 in some years, so we're definitely looking at probably at least 150 salty calls this year, said Hakkinen. The MV Federal Franklin was commissioned in 2021 into the FedNav fleet of Seaway Max Bulkers, Canada's largest ocean-going bulk shipping company, which accounts for 40% of salty vessel calls to the port. Its local agent is Lake Superior Shipping. I've been here in Thunder Bay many times in the past, but yes, I'm one of the fortunate guys who's been here for the second consecutive year, said Khosla. Khosla joined the crew a month back, since traveling to Jamaica with some aluminum cargo, all the way to Bay Como to discharge and from there to Thunder Bay in ballast. Without cargo. To pick up thousands of tons of canola destined for Veracruz, Mexico. The journey was quite impressive, I would say, in a way that it was very different from the last time when I arrived, in Thunder Bay, said Khosla. Things were a bit cold this time. Especially the water levels we were concerned about when we were transiting the St. Mary's River, and especially the thickness of the ice, which was quite well accumulated all around this area. As a second-time Top Hat ceremony recipient, Khosla agreed he would like to make it a tradition going forward. Who doesn't want that? I mean, awards are always welcome and God has to be giving us a chance to do that. And I'm most willing to and looking forward of having it a third time in a row. Who knows, said Khosla. He said his favorite thing about Thunder Bay is the people, who he really appreciates for being so nice and very kind. As far as the commercial aspect is concerned, he added that the port has also always been very kind to FedNav. The port officials have been very kind and they've been very helpful on occasions, especially the agents, who are there to support us in all ways, said Khosla. Khosla said it's been a nice journey and they always look forward to coming to Thunder Bay all the time. He expects to be sailing out again on Friday, but, depending upon the weather, the vessel may stay in the port for 2 to 3 days more.